This is Tobin.
Hey Tobin, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So your funding's approved. I got a great
Okay.
approval for you. It's kind of custom because basically when you're starting a new business, you get hit with what's called startup terms, and we're looking at this more as an existing business. There's a few things I need to talk to your vendor about. I'm more than happy to give you all the pricing, but do you want to do this over a short term or a long term? Our rates are way better than the rates you got, by the way, on your other lease, so I'm sure you'll be pretty happy. And the second question is, do you want us to do just like the 6,000 you're buying from Restaurant Max, or do you want us to do a full reimbursement?
It all depends on what the numbers look like.
Okay. So do you have a pen handy?
If you could send that over in an email, the different scenarios. It depends on what you're calling short term versus long term.
Short term is like 2 years. Long term is, let me just, I can shoot you over an email. I'd rather shoot you over a contract, but I'm not gonna, everything's in black and white, but I just want to give you an idea of the terms will probably actually look very similar on the full reimbursement. But is that something that is attractive to you? Because there's a few things, hoops that I just want to have to jump through to do the reimbursement. I guess what I'm asking is that something that would matter to you or not really?
Yeah, like I said, it all depends on interest rates and other things, so.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is this, and just to confirm, how much was the equipment you bought from Time Payment or from the vendor? That's the only question I didn't know. It's
Did you
like
get that
77.
email I sent it over to you?
I just got
It was like,
286. I got 286 for 24 months.
yeah, that was the dollar value associated with the equipment. The other charges that are kind of tied in together with the total monthly payment have to do with software licensing.
Oh, I know, I understand. But here's the way that time payment works. A dealer, a vendor, gives them an invoice. As part of a lease, you're paying Time Payment Corporation, correct? So what my question is, that 286, it's just like a car loan. You go to a dealer, the dealer gives an invoice to the bank, they pay it, and you have a monthly payment associated with it. And you can, of course, extrapolate how much interest you're paying for it. The question I have is, 286 equals what invoiced amount? What amount was Time Payment funded on that loan or on that lease?
I guess I'll have to request the invoice that is given to Time Payment or whatever,
Yeah,
so.
because I can give you those, but I can give you a side-by-side comparison. Also, we're going to do this as a finance agreement, not a lease. So what I'll do is, I've got it. There's one thing. This is a very custom program, so I cannot get you documents today. I will shoot you an email today with terms. Just give me about an hour and a half. We're behind, but I will get all the terms and conditions out to you, and then you can make a good call. I'll give you an option for something like 24 months. I'll give you an option for 36 months, and I'll give you an option for 60 months. And I'm assuming you
Okay.
want to do a finance agree. I'm assuming you want to do a finance agreement, not a lease. Is that correct? But and I've been doing this for 9 years, so don't take it as an arrogant point. My goal is to. I work with customers on a. I just did a. I don't know the ninth loan for one of my existing customers, but with these comparisons, the reason why I think it's important is you're trying to say like, hey, I want to make sure I'm getting the best deal possible, correct? Yeah. So when you're working with another lender, I want you to get the invoice or see how much you funded, so you can say, okay, Ruben, I got invoiced for $5,000. I paid back. The payment was 286. If I can invoice you for 5,000, is the payment going to be lower or cheaper? Because then that's the most apples to apples comparison. It's not really one of my. It's not one of my. None of our banking partners' business what you did with Time Payment, but that's like the whole thing. I would rather show you or at least know so you could do a comparison if you're entitled to that invoice or not. But yes, our rates are pretty darn cheap, and I'm going to send you an email that goes over everything in writing.
Right on.
All right,
Yeah,
and so just to.
the reason I did that with that computer equipment is because everything's warrantied, so I don't have to worry about paying for replacements if they break. And all the equipment gets renewed every 2 years. So again, if I have a TV that's on all the time and it burns out, if I were just to have bought it, then I got to go out and buy another one. This way, I don't have to worry
Who
about my hardware.
are
It
you?
all gets replaced.
Are you sure? I mean, because I know who Time Payment is. We work with them, and
Yeah, but
I mean.
this was guaranteed through Revel. That was part of their new leasing option.
Okay, so if you lease the equipment, they'll replace it regardless of who they go to. Okay.
Right.
I actually have a guy that worked for me that used to work for me that actually works at Revel, by the way. Really nice guy.
Oh, yeah?
Actually works. Yeah, I didn't know that's who you're working with. But I just want to give you a side-by-side comparison so you can see, like, hey, this is the according cost of money. But if you don't want to do that, that's no big deal. I'll shoot you an email with everything. And just let me make sure I've got the right numbers. Do we have an invoice from Restaurant Max? Because I just have a quote number.
Yeah, that's all it asked for was a quote number. I can forward you the Restaurant Max invoice.
Yeah, send me the invoice. What I'll do is I'll send you the numbers on the invoice. I'll also make sure we can do the reimbursement. I said an hour and a half. Since this is a bit complex with a few moving parts, give me until about noon my time, which is in an hour. Give me until 1, which is about 2.5 hours. I'll shoot you everything in writing. If it works, you choose the option. I'll send you documents. We'll fund this for you Monday, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.